Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of September 2016, and this is the 435th Mole Out Loud podcast. As you can hear, I'm not in my own room, I'm in the tower, so you can hear the very different acoustics in this very tall-ceilinged space. Today is a Monday, and so we have ringing practice, and I've not been home for quite a long time today. I left home, I think, at about 11 o'clock this morning, and it's now 10 to 7, so will I get this podcast out before the MailChimp comes at 7? Quite possibly not, especially as someone might ring the bell and want to be let into the tower. And it's raining outside, so I would be very cruel to be leaving them out there. So Monday's my day off, and so I have no writing to report. It was also the last day that I had, or the last morning that I had access to a car. So I traipsed around getting things that were heavy that would be good for me, that I would need, and washing the car and filling it with petrol, all those kinds of things. And then running out to the airport to pick up its rightful owner, who has just come back from Iceland. So it's been a driving around sort of day, really. In the afternoon, I was in town and have just had a really lovely Qigong session, an hour and a half. I think because the group is becoming more, I was going to say confident, but I think it's also that we've become much more in tune with each other, and so it takes very little time indeed for there to be a really lovely stillness while we're doing the Qigong. So I feel energized by it. I was feeling quite tired beforehand, I think. Well, I think because I'm not used to driving very much, and driving in town especially, I'm a little anxious when I drive. But I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. A few years ago, I wouldn't have been driving at all, so that feels like a good step forward. And tomorrow, I want to breathe again. I think one of the other reasons I was tired is that I started reading a book I'd borrowed from the library. And although the writing wasn't very good, it was very gripping, and I just found I couldn't put it down. But I had to in the end, because it's about 800 pages and I couldn't go on reading it all night. So that is another reason I was quite tired this evening at Qigong. Here in the tower, we've been so quiet. We find that people go away in September, and so we've been trying to ring with a very minimal number. We've been ringing something that's called minimus, that only requires four bells. And it does get a bit ding-dong, ding-dong-ish. After a while, it's really nice to be ringing on more bells. So I hope we're back up to eight before too long. It just does give us much more variety. So that is really me for today. I do hope that you had a really good weekend, that you are rested after your weekend, or stimulated, or ready for this week, unlike me, or I don't know, ready for whatever is going to turn up next, and you just never know. I had a weekend of people visiting, which isn't my usual thing at all. And of course, if your weekend is very full, it is doesn't really feel as if you've had a rest. So I'm really pleased that I now have this idea of a Monday off writing. I'm going to stop now this rather strange podcast and upload it, because I won't get an opportunity. If I don't do it now, I won't get an opportunity until tomorrow. So thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.